What would you call the container you'd put cut flowers in?
A vase.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must do
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she does what?
Has to dry the dishes.
Well, before she dries them, she has
to rinse the dishes.
What do you call that cloth or rag used in washing the dishes?
Just a plain old dish rag.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying the dishes?
Drying dish rag.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
What terms would you use for other things like that out in the yard where you attach the garden hose?
Spigot.
How about where a fireman might hitch a fire hose?
Hydrant.
It was so cold last night that our pipes
froze.
And what else might they do?
Bursted.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
People used to buy flour in a
Sack or a barrel. I've heard them called pokes, but we did not use this terminology normally when I was growing up.
But you have heard people.
I've heard them called pokes.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Came in a jug, I guess, or a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
How about lard?
Came in a lard can.
It came in a can, too. You don't remember it coming in anything?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Bucket. Yeah, it came in also in buckets with handles.
And were those metal? Or
the only ones I've ever seen were metal.
Uh-huh. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
I used the buggy whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a
sack. Or, like I said a while ago, poke, I've heard them called.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
Well, I think it was packaged in barrels. A lot of this I don't remember because we lived in town.
How about flour?
Came in barrels or cloth bags or sacks, mm-hmm. flour sacks, which were the dish drying rags.
What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
I would think burlap bags or gunny sacks or crocus sacks.
And is this the same thing you might find in feed or seed or manure?
Right.
Would that be the same
right.
thing? And you most often call that sack a what?
Usually referred to it as a feed sack, but
uh-huh.
it was burlap sack or gunny sack.
Uh-huh.
All these terms were used for it. I've heard it used for it.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A load of corn,
what about
a passel of corn.
All right, what about the amount of wood you can carry, say, in your arms?
Turn of wood.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you would have to put in a new
bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in a